Hi, Estella.
So this is How to Build a Better Business. Welcome, everybody, Sherry and Sally and Debbie and Estella. Estella's still connecting to her audio, so she may have not heard us say good morning yet. Morning. Estella, can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Good, 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 good. We started off, I asked Sherry what her overarching goal was for 2022. So Sherry, share with us your paper again, because some of the gals have just tapped in. This is her 2022 mission, and it's 10X Circle of Influence. And these are the things that she is going to do. So she's going to post that on her wall. She's been rearranging a couple of her rooms so that she has a study area and also just an area where she can work on her business instead of in her business, and 10X that. So I'm excited for you. And we're going to circle back around, and we're going to talk about her podcast. That's one of the things she wants to launch. And we're going to circle back to that in a little bit. But right now, I want to.
I'm going to go close my door.
Okay.
So I have to move something so I can close the door, but
I get it.
So just keep talking.
Your room. I get it. Yep. We know that you're there. So I am going to share my screen, and we're going to look at inside the course of Build a Better Business. The very first section is your own VPS. And when you click on that, there is an actual PowerPoint there. So I'm going to open that up today if it lets me. And I want to show this to everyone. It's already in the site, so you can use that. But this is a little slide presentation. Can you guys hear me okay? It says that I've got some low quality internet. They're on my list to call to see if I can't upgrade my internet. So anyway, there's 17 slides here. So it's not huge, but it's a great little exercise to go through. We started off talking about this morning in Clubhouse. And the VPS is your value proposition statement. It tells people what you do, what you want, all in about 30 seconds, and it makes them want to connect with you. Or in our cases, since we're building a better business, it makes them want to buy. And here's my example. I am Kathy Benner, your passive income coach, who helps you
with
passive income so that you don't need to punch a time clock. So we all have a dream. So what is yours?
Thank you.
Maybe your dream is to be a writer, maybe to own your own business, maybe to work from home, maybe to create mission or ministry, or maybe to work from anywhere. All of you already have that established. I understand that we're going back through this a second time for most of you, and for some of us a third time, but it's nice to be able to revisit this, because the example that I used this morning is when Mark and I take a dance lesson. And we haven't had very many together, but when we do take a dance lesson, it's so hard because the instructor will say, you know, the guy put out your left foot and the girl put out your right foot. And I'm like, hold on. I want to see what it looks like once it's done. What is that completed dance step supposed to look like? So as I'm learning it, I kind of know in my mind, I have this visual of what it's supposed to look like. Well, what happens when we try to write our VPS before we know what our business is going to look like? We don't know how to write that VPS. We don't know what our value proposition statement is. And so once you go through the whole course, and now you have a little bit of clarity, and I will say that clarity will come over a period of 3 to 5 years, believe it or not. Because when you start off, you think, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do something else. And then as you go through the business, you realize, you know, I don't like that piece so much. So maybe I'll not do so much of that. And you don't know that till you try it. I have a perfect example as well with Linda Altka. For those of you that know Linda, she loves one-on-one coaching. She does not care for public speaking. But her first year, she decided she's going to do all of it because she didn't know what she didn't know. She didn't know what she liked and didn't like. And so she did it all. And then after her first year, she was able to come back and trim some of that back and do less of the things that she didn't quite care for and do more of the things that she did. And so we don't know really what that dream maybe is going to look like. And it changes as our lives change, that dream changes. You know, again, I've talked about before when we're in our 20s, you know, we are just trying to, you know, kind of find our voice and make a place for ourselves in this world. And by the time you're in your 30s, you oftentimes have started a family. And then in your 40s, you're worried about, you know, making sure the bills get paid and the mortgage gets paid and the kids' tuition gets paid. And finally in your 50s, you start thinking, holy moly, I better start putting back some money because I'm not going to be earning forever. And I need to start saving some for retirement. And then in your 60s, hopefully you've done some planning. And so now you're somewhat comfortable. And so you see your dream changes as your life unfolds. And so this is a good time to revisit this. I love doing this in January, especially for that reason. And so let's make sure I'm on the right one. Here we go. So anyway, the one thing that I do know is that we all want more time. And I heard my pastor say one time, he said, you know, I've been at a lot of deathbeds and I've never heard one person yet turn to me and say, I wish I would have worked more. And so I think we want to have that freedom to do the fun stuff, you know, to do what really makes our life our life. And so your job takes up time. You know, Ubering your kids around or grandkids around takes time. There's always laundry and dishes and grocery shopping. And, you know, it just seems like there's always so much to do. And so I'm here to say, in order to have more time, you need more money. And here's why. So if you could concentrate on more money, and especially in a passive kind of way, then you could pay someone to mow your grass and have your house cleaned and your landscaping done and your car maintenance done and your basement cleaned out and those rooms rearranged, Sherry.
I like that.
So anyway, that's what I'm talking about, is that we need to concentrate on how to have some passive income. So welcome, everyone. I see we've had some other folks join us. I'll unshare here in a minute and greet you correctly and appropriately. But I want to run through this. And so I remember when Sherry came to my house one time. Oh gosh, Sherry, I think it was maybe the first time you stayed with me at the bed and breakfast when we were going to the conference. And I remember Sherry saying, your house is so clean. Who cleans your house? And I do have a girl that comes in once a month, and I keep it picked up the rest of the time. But once a month, I have a gal that comes in and does a deep cleaning. She does the baseboards and the ceiling fans and, you know, behind all the furniture. You get it. It's all those things that you always mean to clean when you have time. You're thinking, oh, when I have more time, I'm going to pull all that out and clean behind it or whatever. And my gal does a deep cleaning once a month. And it's just enough that it kind of keeps me in check. And the rest of the time, you know, I can run the sweeper in between guests and I can make beds and do laundry. But boy, if I had to get down and do all those baseboards and then get up on a ladder and do all those ceiling fans every single time a guest came through, it would be super huge time consuming and I would just spend my days cleaning. And so I don't choose to do that. So I decided that I wanted some passive income so that I could pay to get some help there. So we have to decide how we're going to make the more money, and it is easier than you think. So one way is passive income. It's when we work for upfront and then it pays over and over with little or no effort. An example might be that we write a book once and then sell it many times, or our dream job income. It's income that we earn doing our dream job, so it doesn't seem like work at all, which is kind of where I am in my online academy. I can't wait to get to the online academy each day, and I keep adding more content and more material every time along the way. And another example is we might love real estate, so we become a realtor. I personally love real estate, but I have not become a realtor because, again, I don't want to work that hard. So I chose to be an investor instead. But then, of course, I had to have money to invest in order to be an investor. So all of that comes into play when you're creating passive income. So there's a million and one ways to do that. So think about, what is your dream job? Can you create streams of income? Can your dream job be passive? So even if you're going to work at it up front for the first 3 to 5 years, can you at some point make it passive? And so let's start to embrace that whole vision. So think of yourself as this person. So start thinking of yourself. And again, Sherry just mentioned she's reading the Stephen Covey book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. And one of his habits is start with the end in mind. And so we all, if we can start with the end in mind on what we want our life to look like, then whatever opportunity comes our way, we can test and measure that against what we want our life to look like. And if it pushes our cart in the right direction, it's a good decision. And if it doesn't push our cart in the right direction, doesn't mean it's a bad opportunity. It just means maybe that opportunity is not for you because it's not putting you where you want to end up. I'll give another example. Mark loves working on airplanes. Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes if we do too much of what we love, we don't love it anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's at the point where he's doing so much that he's like, I'm starting to have knots in my stomach when I wake up and realize I've got 10 more airplanes lined up I'm supposed to work on. I used to love it. And he said, and now I'm not loving it as much. And so he has to decide just how much he wants to work at this and then how much he wants to turn it into passive income. It's like me. I love the bed and breakfast. Mark keeps saying, if we add on, do you want more rooms? No, I don't want more rooms because that means I have more laundry. That means I have to work more and I want to make it passive. And so in the bed and breakfast industry, not as easy in his industry with airplanes because there's not a lot of people coming out of the colleges with the wherewithal and the know-how to work on some of these airplanes. Right. But housekeeping is kind of easy. And so I could hire a management company to manage the bed and breakfast, and I could get out of doing any of the work 100% if I wanted to. And mm-hmm. So I know that that's always there if I choose to make that piece of what I'm doing totally passive. So that's what you have to think about, is whatever you're creating for yourself, could you at some point make it totally passive? So have you ever been told to dress for the job you wanted and not the job you have? Do you remember back in the day that whole dress for success thing was going around? Well, I'm telling you to picture yourself as the person you want to be, not the person you are now. Picture yourself in this passive income, in this dream job you want, not what you're doing now. Now, you could be already in your dream job. You just want to make it more passive, or you want to do less of it, or you want to do more of it, or you want to do it a little differently, or you want to add something to it. So don't think, talk, or write for who you are or where you are. I want you to think, talk, and write for who or where you want to be. Okay, so think about that. I want you to think, talk, and write for who or where you want to be. And Sherry's mission statement for the year is a perfect example of that. She's thinking, she's talking, she's writing for who or where she wants to be at the end of 2022. So she's thinking ahead. Now we need a clear path. What are the steps to change your thinking? First of all, do you have a vision of who you are? You must have clarity. You need to eliminate confusion. Do folks want to buy? And then what is your value proposition statement? And again, as we start down this path, developing our proposition statement, we'll get more clarity. And just like that dance example that I gave, you know, where I want to see what the dance step looks like after it's completed, you know, somebody that knows how to do it, I want to see what it looks like so that as I'm learning, I know what my end goal is supposed to be. And so once you go through this whole course, all 12 months, where we're going to talk about your story and how to serve and how to create your website and how to create your funnel and then how to put your offers together. And then whether you want to do blogging and podcasting and speaking, we're going to talk about all of that. But then when you come through it again the next time, now you can have more clarity, because just like my example of Linda Altka, where she loved one-on-one coaching, but she didn't like speaking so much. Now you can go back and you can tweak that VPS to make it more of what you want it to be and less of what you don't want it to be. And so that's where the clear path comes. So well, let's talk about clarity. Who do you want to be and who do you want to do business with? So think about that. Clarity attracts. Think about the last time you ordered something online or bought something you needed. Have you ever gone to a website and you couldn't find the darn price? And you're like, I just want to know. Or have you wanted to go to a certain restaurant and you couldn't find their hours? And you're like, I just want to know if they're open before I drive over there. And it wasn't posted. Make whatever it is that you're doing super, super, super clear. And you can't make it clear to your consumers until you make it clear to yourself. And that's always the struggle, because I don't know about you, but I'm multifaceted. I have all these great ideas and all these things I want to do. And if I just, you know, dumped all of that out in a website or whatever, it would be very confusing. And so, and I kind of did that early on. It was kind of like, you know, blah, I want to do all this. And then I had to go back and I had to start marking out the things that I really, you know, didn't really want to spend my time doing. And I had to narrow that focus down as to the clarity so that it would make sense to my consumer. Confusion repels. If you were confused by any aspect of the buying process, you probably moved on to another vendor. Yeah, if I go to a restaurant, can't find their hours, that's what I'm looking for. I'm going to scroll down and go, oh, here's one that's open. Let's go here. And all of a sudden, that first restaurant lost my business because they didn't make their hours clear. Or if I want to buy something, they didn't make their prices clear. And sometimes we spend more money for clarity as a consumer because because we know what we're getting. I have rental properties and I'm rehabbing one right now, and it takes I need a couple of windows replaced and I need carpet replaced. And as I was searching online for different folks to do those different things, the first one that was very clear on what I was going to get versus what I was going to pay is the person that I went with. And now I may have shopped around more and may have gotten some cheaper prices, but I chose not to actually shop more because, again, time was of the essence. And so once it was clear to me what I was going to get, that clarity, I was ready to buy. And that's how your consumers look at you as well. So why people pay you? Is it clear why people will pay you cash? Why should people give you money? What's in it for them? Is the value clear? And do you make it easy for people to buy? Let me ask you this. If everybody here had someone go to their website right now, is there a place that they could give you money? Yes? Sherry says yes. Can they give you money?
Maybe.
All right. Go back and revisit that. Make a place where they can give you money. Now, that could just be the start of your funnel. It could be click here to buy. It could be fill out this form. It could be, you know, give me your information, whatever. But make a place where they can give you money. If you say you're not making any money, it's because you don't have a place for anybody to give you any money.
Mm-hmm.
Make a place where they can give you money. Okay. So let's talk about creating that VPS, making it clear why people should give you money. You're going to fill in these blanks. I am blank. Who helps blank to do or understand blank? So that blank. Now, let me just give you a little bit better. Here it is. I am, this is your identity. Who helps, this is your tribe. To do or understand, this is your cause. And so that, this is your overarching vision for your tribe. Okay. So I am is your identity. Who helps, that is your tribe. To do or understand, that is your cause, so that they can accomplish your overarching vision. And so again, this is what mine looks like. I'm Kathy Benner, your passive income coach, who helps you create passive income so that you don't have to punch a time clock. See, it's very clear and precise what it is that I want to help my tribe do. So now, keep this formula, and what is your VPS? And again, make it as simple as I did here. I see so many folks try to wordsmith their VPS, and they're using big words, and they're trying to make a phrase, you know, a complicated phrase with all these commas that I do this and this and this and that and that and this and that, and I do this for this person because, you know, and all of a sudden, when we think about this being your elevator speech, think about what can you say to someone. You step into an elevator, you're at a conference or you're at a summit, and you step into the elevator, you're on your way to lunch, and they turn to you and go, oh, what is it that you do? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now you're going to go up a floor and the elevator door is going to ding open and everybody's going to step off. Are you going to chase them down the hallway while you're finishing up telling them what you do? You see where I'm going with that? It has to be something short and sweet. Now, I do want to tell you this. You can change up your VPS depending on your audience. If I am in a real estate summit, I am going to talk about how I am a passive income coach and I can help you create passive income so you don't need to punch a time clock by investing in real estate. So you can see where I can tailor that to whoever I'm talking to or talking with. It doesn't have to be the same Pat VPS every single place you go. So you want to stop and think on your way somewhere, who is my audience going to be today? Am I going to be talking to realtors? In my case, am I going to be talking to salon owners? Am I going to be talking to salon staff? Am I going to be talking to students at maybe a cosmetology school? Am I going to be talking to a Chamber of Commerce luncheon where it's a room full of entrepreneurs? See, I'm going to stop and think, who is my audience? And I'm going to tweak my VPS to go with my audience, okay? Well, now that your audience knows who you are and what you do, here is where the magic comes. Wrap your products and services around that sentence. So create a website with these values in the top half of your homepage. Create a LinkedIn page with these values in your profile. Create various social media with these values in your profile and introduce yourself with your new value proposition statement. And it doesn't have to sound canned and it doesn't have to sound practiced. And you can change it up. If I'm at a cocktail party and everybody's in their formal wear and somebody turns to me and says, hey, what do you do? You know, I can say, oh, I'm a passive income coach. Yeah. I help folks not have to punch a time clock. And right away, they're like, oh, what does that mean? You know, and that's what starts the conversation, because when you're in some environments, all you're after is starting a conversation, but you don't want to make it so, as my mother used to say, so highfalutin that the person can't wait to move away from your table because they don't even have a clue what you're talking about. Have you ever had anybody do that to you? You've asked, oh, what do you do? And their response was, you know, words this long and you
absolutely didn't even... just put the word dysgraphia behind anything and they run the other way.
I get it. So anyhow, with that in mind, Sherry, you might come up with an alternative VPS, not one that maybe you use with your professional folks, but you might come up with an alternative VPS that you could word that differently to open a conversation when you're at a cocktail party or you're at a function where you're not there with your professional peers. And so there's ways that, because the whole objective of your VPS is to open a conversation. It's all about relationships. It's not about trying to impress someone with what it is you do. It's trying to get them to ask, tell me more. You always want to give a promise in your VPS that makes your listener say, tell me more. And so that's what you're trying to come up with, is a way for them to say, tell me more. And so you can think about that. So anyway, this is what we're all about. This is called Build a Better Business. And we have a free meetup that meets up on, and I always have to look at my calendar to make sure I get it correctly. And it is, the Newbie Bloggers is the first Friday. And the Better Business is the second Friday. The second Friday of every month is a free meetup. And so if you know of anyone in your circle that is wanting to start any kind of a business, tell them to tap in, because we're starting from the top. The second Friday of every month is free. Now, what you gals are in today is our actual mastermind. We meet twice a month. And so we meet the first and third Mondays at noon. And this is where we take a little bit deeper dive. But as we go through our year, we're going to talk about storytelling is our marketing. Serving is our selling. We're going to talk about creating a free offer, our first, second, third base, finally our home run, how to create packages, learn about websites and funnels. And then we're going to talk about basics of blogging, podcasting, and speaking. So we're going to cover a lot of territory as we go through this series. So I am going to stop sharing. And so I can see everyone. So hello. I see Sherry and Debbie, and Estelle's got her hand up. I'm going to come right back to you. And Marianne, it's so good to see Marianne. I haven't seen Marianne forever.
I've missed you. Thank you for sending me that. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to see you. You look fabulous.
Well, it's been a long time.
It has been.
Yes, and we have Ruth, and we still have Sally.
Oh, okay. It's good to see everybody. I'm so excited to be here. I have goosebumps. It's just good to hear
good,
you
good,
again.
Good, good, good. Estella, did you have a question?
I did. You said you meet the second, and is it the fourth Friday?
No, just once a month. The free one is just once a month, and that's where I give an overview of the topic. And so we're going to meet the second Friday of every month is Build a Better Business. Now, for all of you,
which is January, which is January 14th.
What time is that?
That's at 10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
And that's January 14th this month.
Thank you.
But let me show you something. You see my name there, just Kathy Benner. And if you go to kathybenner.com, and this is so easy for everyone, if I can get my computer to work here. It always takes a minute to come up. But if you just go to kathybenner.com and this little hamburger up here in the corner, that's my menu. You can either just scroll down the homepage till you come to it, or you can just click on the little hamburger up here, and it won't let me click until it loads, of course. And just go to the calendar of events. And the calendar of events has all of the events, whether it is a free one or whether it's the mastermind. And right here, simply start calendar of events. You can either scroll down the homepage to get to it, or you can click on it in the menu. And once the calendar loads, everything is right here. And right
can
here,
I just
here's
add,
where we are today.
Can I just add one thing?
Yes.
Once you're on that part of Kathy's calendar, if you go down to the little plus sign at the bottom right corner and click on that, you can save that to your own Google Calendar, and then you always have mm-hmm. Kathy's calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it'll copy it right over.
Mm-hmm.
Click on this little plus button right here, and it'll add it right to your calendar. Now, if you don't want all of those events, and let's just say you want this free Build a Better Business one, you can open it up, and you can actually right here at the bottom, copy to my calendar, and you can copy just that one event to your calendar if you don't want to copy my whole calendar. So mm-hmm. you can copy it per event, or you can copy the whole thing. It's whatever okay. works for you. But mm-hmm. this has everything. This has all of the free meetups and all of the masterminds.
Good.
All in one place. And it's just under kathybenner.com, and then either scroll down the homepage to the calendar or click on the menu to get to the calendar. And it's all right there. I wish every person would do this. I wish all of you would create a calendar, a Google Calendar like this. And when you're putting out, even if you're putting out podcasts or blog posts or whatever, you can put all of that on your calendar and share it with your tribe. So your tribe knows exactly what's going on. Again, make it simple for your tribe to find you. And make the information easy to find. Don't make it confusing for your folks. Debbie, go ahead.
Were you just showing us the slides in Kathy Benner International Academy?
Yes, the Kathy Benner International Academy is where everything is platformed. And once you go to the Kathy Benner International Academy, you'll find all the replays. And again, if you click on either any of those icons, it will give you the dates just for that particular meetup. If you want just the free Build a Better Business, the calendar is also inside that platform as well.
Okay.
Yep. I've linked the calendar to every one of those lanes. So I try to make it wherever you go, you'll land on the calendar that tells you where all the events are taking place. Okay, now I want to go around and I want to hear some value proposition statements. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but just again, this is a safe place and we're just talking about wordsmithing it a little bit. I will share my screen one more time. I forgot to show you this part. And I'm going to go back to my calendar here, because if I switch to my home page, and this is on my website, my VPS currently is right here on my home. And we're going to talk about that when we do websites. I am teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster. Follow the steps so that you can experience freestyle living. So again, this is another version of my original was, I'm Kathy Binner. I'm a passive income coach who helps you create income without having to punch a time clock. So I've expanded that to cover all of my products. So I am teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster. And if you follow these steps, you can experience freestyle living. So I just had a big conversation this morning with Sally and Ruth, and they're both helping me wordsmith additional sentence in there where I want to give back. I want to give all of you a platform to share your business and services. And I want to add that to my VPS, because my word for 2022, my word for the year is giving, and I want to give back. I'm already giving a lot of different ways. Number one is I give 8 free meetups a month. I put those into podcast and I put those into my blog post. And every time someone joins one of my masterminds, I give to education and entrepreneurs around the world. And so that's the way I'm giving already. And I want to give even more in 2022. And so I want to add to my VPS that I am giving a platform to my tribe, which is all of you, to help lift you up to my audience, and also help you get recognition and get yourself out there so that the public is more aware of what you do and how to buy from you. So that's another way that I want to give. So that's what I'm wordsmithing this year, is how to add that into my VPS. So Estella. Kathy,
yes. Could you go back to your slide that says how to create your VPS? And it says, I am blank. And then that's your identity. And then who helps blank, and which is your tribe or your audience, do, and then I missed that third one.
Okay. Take a screen print, or if you've got your phone, you can just take a picture of the screen, or if you know how to do a screen print on your computer or device that you're on, you can do a screen print. But I am is your identity. Who helps? That is your tribe. To do or understand is your cause, so that they can accomplish your overarching vision. And in my example, I am a passive income coach who helps you create passive income without having to punch a time clock. My overarching vision is to get everyone where they're not punching a time clock, that where they have freestyle living. And then you'll notice as I went on in my actual web page, see, I wanted them to follow the steps so that they could experience freestyle living. This is just another version of my VPS, is that I'm teaching you, see, so it's the reader, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, and coaching you how to get there faster. Follow the steps so that you can experience freestyle living. That's my overarching vision that I want for everyone, is to have freestyle living. Do what you want, when you want, and have the income that you don't have to count your pennies to buy pizza on a Friday night. I don't want to be so wealthy that, you know, I've got to hire all these people to figure out how to file my taxes and to do, I don't want to run some great big, you know, conglomerate. And maybe all of you may have heard this story before, but I'll share it with you. You know, it's where the businessman comes to this little fishing village, and he says to the fisherman, he goes, oh my gosh. The fisherman says, yeah, I just want to, you know, go out on the lake every day, and I want to catch enough fish that I can come home and have a nice dinner for my family and spend the rest of the evening with my wife and kids. And this big businessman comes to town and he says, you have such a thing going here. He said, you could build more boats and you could hire more people and you could then, you know, have this huge fleet and then you could go across the world and then you could be worldwide. And he said, and you could just, you know, work and just create this huge conglomerate in this fishing industry. And he says, and then when you retire, he said, you could spend time with your wife and your kids. And the fisherman said, how long is that going to take? And the businessman said, well, maybe 25, 30 years. Well, you see the irony of that whole story. The fisherman was already fishing just enough to put food on the table and spending time with his wife and kids. And in 25 or 30 years after creating this huge conglomerate, he could go back to putting food on the table and spending his evening with his wife and kids. So my point in that whole story is I don't want to have some big, huge conglomerate where I have to manage all this stuff. I just want to have a comfortable lifestyle where I can be happy, pay the bills, you know, be comfortable. I don't have to have some big mansion of a house. You know, I would like to have my woodwork finished because, you know, Mark has it half done and it's been that way for several years now. You get it.
Yeah.
You know, we all have some of that. Yeah. And so again, I just want to have a comfortable lifestyle and a decent car to drive. And I want to take a couple of trips a year. And I love my little condo in Florida and I want to fly back and forth every other month and I'm totally content. I mean, that's what I want. That's the kind of lifestyle I want. So that's the first point in all of this is that you have to envision that lifestyle that you want at the end of the day. When you get clarity with that, now as all these opportunities come your way, it's so much easier to say this is a good opportunity for me or this isn't. Once you know what you want your life to look like. Estella.
You just gave me freedom. You know, because I've worked in the corporate environment forever. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, you know, becoming this, you know, massive, huge thing. Mm-hmm. And yes, I want to be at the top and you strive for that. But let's face it. I just really want to help people and live a comfortable life and be able to do what I want to do, help people. And without worrying about, you know, making the millions, they'll come. However, I'm not going to be striving for it. And I just so appreciate that perspective. I'm going to replay that tape and listen to this again, that this audio mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. just set me free.
Right. It is very important. It really is, because so many times we put other people's expectations on what we're doing and we always feel like we're not enough and that we haven't arrived yet and that we need to work even harder and longer and all those things. And I'm here to say, picture what you want your life to look like, and that's perfect for you. And what's perfect for you may not be perfect for someone else, but it's perfect for you. And that's what's important. Share.
I have enough to give and enough to live and enough to give.
Yes.
I like that.
Estelle.
Yes.
I want you to do something with me. Everybody else can as well. I want you to close your eyes. Imagine. You walked into the funeral home and you walked past all these people and you were seeing family and friends and many, many people that you happen to know. And you walk up and you finally get up to the casket to see yourself. Mm. What would you want everybody to say? That's exactly what I just read this morning in Seven Habits. So think about what you want your family, your friends, your professionals. And then there was a fourth one that he talked about. And that might help you with your clarity.
And talking about legacy, that also is going to be your legacy. Mm-hmm. Is what all those folks are saying about you is going to be your legacy. What do you want your legacy to be? I want mine to be giving. that she constantly was giving. That's what I want my legacy to be. So I now need to put that into words in my VPS.
Okay, so Kathy, what does word smithing mean? Is that did I say that right?
Yes. Wordsmithing means that you have the thought in your head on what you want it to say, but you don't have the exact words yet. So now you're going to start listing, like I might, Ruth and I did this a little bit this morning on what other word could I use besides giving? What could I put into my VPS that means giving back? That means I want to promote. But I don't want my readers to think that, oh, this is just another product she's selling. I want them to actually feel that it's something I am giving away to them. And so I have to wordsmith that VPS out by trying different phrases and different words and even looking up what the word actually means, because sometimes we use a word in our everyday language that might have a deeper meaning than what we even realize it means.
Okay.
And that's what wordsmithing is.
That helps.
If you're looking at verbs, verbs1.com is a great place to smith words.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
verbs1.com.
Okay.
Great.
The numeral one?
Yes, a numeral one.
Okay.
Sherry has entered some things in the chat. That's great reading there. I just read through that. Thank you, Sherry, for your contribution in the chat box there. For those of you that are not familiar maybe with the chat, if you open up the chat box, it should be at the bottom of your screen, and where it says to everyone, where you type your message, if you click on the three little dots, it'll say save chat, and you can actually save the chat without having to copy it all down. That's a way to save the chat. If you're on a Zoom webinar or meeting at any time and you want to save all those comments in the chat, you can save it that way.
And the host does have the ability to turn that off. But the second version that I shared with you is from Jeff Brown. When he is teaching people, he kind of turns the tide a little bit and takes it from a different angle. I found it a little bit more useful than the version that Carrie teaches, which is what Kathy just shared with you. Mm-hmm. So using the I believe if then statement sometimes is a little easier to create that clarity. So, but that was.
And also your actual VPS is going to become your promise. It's your promise to your readers, to your audience. It's your promise.
Now, I wrote my there as of October. Back in October, I was part of a class at Penn State and I had to write one. So, and I've been looking at it and thinking a lot about it and looking at, I think I put myself in a box and I need to shift where my box is to life, and not just students that need to be career ready, but it's everyone needs to be life ready. So I'm already thinking about how to tweak that a little bit.
And again, you're going to be doing some wordsmithing to come up with what words you want to put there. Anyone want to share their VPS?
Well, I already did twice.
And thank you for that.
Sure. And for the record, to read it so that it's on the recording. We design professional development materials to instruct school-based occupational therapists to help students overcome the social emotional trauma associated with dysgraphia, and two, to support educators to cultivate college and career-ready students. Or the other way I wrote it is, I believe that if you desire a school filled with students who are engaged in writing, Understanding dysgraphia is essential to student success.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can I ask you what is dysgraphia? I'm not even getting it right, but I need to know what that is.
If you take it apart, dys means disability. Graph means to write. IA means a condition. It's a condition of impaired handwriting. It, according to the DSM, which is like the Bible of mental health, it is a specific learning disability in written expression. So anything that you write on paper from the time that you learn how to write until you're writing your dissertation and anywhere in between that you get stuck.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. So it's not that you can't write physically. It's just that you can't put your thoughts together so that they make sense.
It goes everywhere from physically being able to write all the way through looking at that blank blinking light on the screen in WordPress going, what do I write? So that whole gamut is really, and you may have moments where the writing is you're in flow and you can do it, and you have other days where you just can't get anything together. So it has to do with not only legibility and speed, it also has to do with being to articulate clearer what's going
coherency.
On.
Yeah.
Coherency.
Now, is that somewhat related to dyslexia?
Yes.
Or
is related. It's not the same. Dyslexia is a difficulty with reading.
Yes.
Dysgraphia is the writing, and dyscalculia is math. And they're in the same section of the DSM-5.
Now, let me make an observation.
Okay.
Look at the conversation that her VPS instilled in this group. That is the whole point of a VPS, is to make connections and to create conversation.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the folks that are going to do business with you are the folks that have a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go next.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Well, I felt like Sherry shared, you know, cleaning, straightening, throwing out. I found the notebook that I had started to use last year for Mastermind, right? And I just opened it up to the class today, and lo and behold, I pulled up the page where I wrote my VPS last year.
God moment.
What was that?
God moment.
I know.
So this is what I wrote last year. I am Debbie Marks, your wellness educator. I kind of wrote in parentheses, this for me, this is my spark to pique their interest. Who is going, or how I'm going to help them? So who helps you look, feel, and live better? I understand with so much out on the internet, I take the confusion out of wanting to go green, not only in your home, but in your personal health. So that going green in your home and your health, no, going home plus in your health, I know that kind of part was messed up, but that's what I wrote last year. So I can see where after today, I can tweak it, change it just a little bit, because now I have other things that I can incorporate into it with the organic farming and that. Am I correct in thinking that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because when you write your VPS, you want to wrap your products and services around your VPS, or you want to tweak your VPS to reflect your products and services. You want them, you want to marry those two things together because that is how you're going to monetize. And so when people ask me, well, what does passive income mean? See, that's a perfect segue when it turns into those conversations. That's a perfect segue for me to talk about my free meetups, which again, as you go through this whole course, we talk about having that natural organic funnel. How do people start to connect with you? Well, for me, they connect with me through my free meetups. And so as soon as someone says, well, what does that mean? I can say, oh, I've got these free meetups. I show you how to do long-term real estate investing. I show you how to do short-term real estate investing. I show you how to create a better business on whatever your passion is to make it passive. See, I can explain 5 or 6 or 8 different ways that they can have passive income because my VPS opened up that conversation. And so all I'm doing now is I'm simply directing them to my free meetups. And so whatever their interest is, see, usually there's one lane somewhere in my list of lanes that resonates with them.
All right. Well, and I just realized I wrote down, I had to create it down to one sentence. And I don't know where this would fit in, but I help you cleanse your mind, body, and spirit with biblical methods. I'm not sure if I want to throw that in there yet, but I don't know.
Well, you're a work in progress because for you, what is your top of your funnel? What is the first place you want folks to connect with you?
Going green.
Do you want them to follow your blog? Do you want, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I said, going green.
Okay. So you might somewhere in your blog say, I help folks to go green in their whole world, whether it's their business, their personal life, or whatever. I help folks to go green by, and then okay. You come up with how you're going to help folks to go green. You want them to be healthier by going green.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where I can tweak this a little bit better with everything I sort of learned last year. But that.
Right, because see, you've got the homesteading, which is going green. You've got the Melaleuca, which is going green. You know, you're blogging in the homesteading, and it's all about going green and being more organic. And so when folks are like, you know, how do you do that? Now you can send them over to your blogs or over to your Melaleuca site. And this is where, again, the whole thing works together. It's so hard to pick out just one piece, but that's where then your story comes in. Because remember, your story is your marketing. So now you can say, I remember when I wasn't very healthy and I discovered Melaleuca. And now I actually have this company where I can help you also go more green. And then I took it to the next level and I'm now creating a homesteading site. And I'm showing people how to just not only go green with their cleaning supplies and maybe their supplements, but how they can actually go organic and go green in every area of their life. And see, what you're doing is you're telling your story because you want folks to connect with you. Because those are the folks that are going to ultimately buy from you is when they know, like, and trust you.
Okay. That helps. Next.
All right. Who else? Ruth, go ahead. You're on mute. There you go.
And mine's in process. So what you're getting today is the current version.
I get it.
I'm Ruth Pierce, leadership coach, who develops your leadership from the inside out so that you can soar in your relationships and your career.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. I love that from the inside out. That speaks volumes. Talking about wordsmithing, that's a great phrase because that speaks volumes. Because I automatically assume that when you say from the inside out, it means that we're going to do a deep dive into me if I want to work with you. It automatically tells me that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm already expecting it to have some sort of a coaching type component.
Mm-hmm. I used to have develop your emotional, mental, and spiritual core. And I think for some audiences, that's going to be good. But I think for the general public, that leading from the inside out is going to speak more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I like that too.
Thanks, yeah. Ruth. That's a good word for me, even.
Yeah, me too. You don't mind if we steal it, do you?
Oh. No.
Here's the joy. Because we are all not only geographically apart, but we're also what our products and services are so varied that it's a whole different audience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And my style of leadership development would be so different from anybody else's that mm-hmm. that's yep. fine. Because we all put our flavor on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruth, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Sure. I'll go.
Hey, Sally.
Sorry, I had to step out for a little while.
Oh, I get it.
I'm Sally Sutter. I'm a travel agent and I do the work for you to help you plan your desired vacation. So you don't have to spend the time, you know, endlessly searching on the internet.
I love that.
That ended badly, but.
No, in our busy lives, as soon as she says, I do the work for you, I'd be like, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
One of the things I would suggest, and that is good, Sally, is instead of saying, and I do the work for you, because it's getting too wordy, saying doing the work for you so that you can relax.
Oh, great.
You know, and maybe not, we may need more at the end, but just changing that, I do the work for you, just saying doing the work for you.
That sounds good, Ruth.
I like it.
What about Sally?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sherry. That's right. I just had a thought for Ruth, but Debbie, go ahead and finish your thought on Sally, and then I want to circle back to Ruth in a moment.
My question was, you said you are Sally Sutter, travel agent, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? What would happen if you change that just a little bit? Because I don't know. I was thinking adding like mermaid travel, or I am your mermaid in your travel, something. I don't know.
I was trying to keep it from getting too wordy. And
yeah.
Well, I think what you're missing is the name of your business. I think if you can, is that what you're saying? Is kind of, it, you know, it's such a unique and fun name. And I think Mermaid Travel kind of says, and then you kind of get a little deeper in that, where then you go on to, I'm the travel agent that would take you to, you know, whatever that is. But I kind of like that your name is in it, because it's kind of a unique name and it would be easy to find. I don't know. Maybe that's not how you do it, but I would kind of like to know who you are.
I am Sally Sutter, owner of Mermaid Travel.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think
I don't know if other people do, but I kind of like to know who she is and what she is.
Well, by her saying owner, again, that speaks volumes to the audience, because right. now mm-hmm. they know that this is somebody that steers the ship.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I think that's important, kind of, yeah.
I mean, you're not working for a travel company.
Yes.
It's yours.
I am the travel company.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
The other right. thing you're totally missing in your VPS is you don't mention the word autism. And you have that new certification that you need mm-hmm. to flaunt. That makes you unique.
Yes.
Well, and even you work with all disabilities. So yes. I thought about that too with Sherry, that you need to get that in there. And you could just say, you know, Mermaid Travel owner, but then get that you, because honestly, that's going to be your draw.
Yeah. Is this VPS? I mean, if you're sharing this with somebody, is this like your 30-second commercial?
Yes.
So there's a limited amount of information you put out there at the beginning, you know.
But you change it. You change it.
Depending for different audience.
Yeah. You know, some people are going to want it very, like Carrie's thing, you know, with all those blanks filled in. And other people are just going to want a short thing. Like I can see, Sally, sometimes you're going to say, I'm a travel agent that works with disabilities, right, including autism.
Well, and can you not say you're specializing in it? You're certified for it. So this is just a little thought. My son has had a food disorder his whole life.
Right.
As a food disordered parent, I needed to check every place we were going to go that we would have the food that he, you know, vacations, camping, kids, whatever we did, I had to make sure that my son was going to be able to eat. Now, that's a disability small, but I would, if that's what you specialize in, being a mother of a child that has a disability, because he has an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I'm looking for when I'm taking him somewhere. So I'm wondering if the autistic parents aren't dying for a vacation that they can take their disability children on.
Yeah,
I just think that is special. That sets you apart from any other travel agent because you're not seeing these big travel commercials specifying or putting on the side, and we have arrangements for disabled people, or do you know what I'm saying? They don't say it.
Well,
and even people that have disabled.
Let me share this as well. How many times I have to close my blind here? The sun just came out, as you can see on my face all of a sudden.
You're beautiful.
Let me just say this. When you're watching any of these travel advertisements out there, they all have these beautiful bikini clad, perfect people, you know, and I think they're kind of missing. I think they're, excuse the pun, I think they're kind of missing the boat.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Because that's interesting. Few of us actually look like that.
Kathy, because like beaches, you know, the Sandals property for families, and Royal Caribbean and Celebrity and a lot of other cruise lines and a lot of other, Universal Studios, Disney World, they all have trained people, staff, to work with kids and adults that have autism. But you never hear about that.
Never hear it. No.
You think especially someplace like beaches, when they advertise, they'd have at least
in the small print, at least in the somewhere it should be. Somewhere it should be, because it's important. And I think, in my own opinion, when you need a break, you know, what a wonderful vacation it would be if you know that these people are certified and specialized in disability trips that I can take my child on that are going to be amazing. And I don't to worry.
Or my parent that is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hello. Yes. That's huge. Yeah.
I totally agree. In your VPS,
I get it.
You know, like my dad and stepmom, they would have loved
Debbie,
to
this
travel.
Is what we're.
And they didn't, but in your VPS, do we say something like, I don't know, or get a phrase that says something about any disability, let me see if I can help. Or, that's not quite the phrase we want, but I think that's the gist of it.
And I really, you really need
ability to stop you from traveling. Don't let, you know, don't be afraid to travel with your disabled children or parents. I really would concentrate on being special.
And please do understand.
Mm-hmm. And do yourself a favor, make sure you clarify the disability, because working in disability world all my life, if I've got one disability, it's not the same as another disability. So you got that certification with autism, flaunt it.
Yes. Yes.
But don't focus on it.
It took time to get it.
No, don't focus on it, but flaunt it. Like, mm-hmm. make sure people know it.
Yep.
You know, make that sure they know it. Make sure that the things that, in fact, Sally, one of the things I'd suggest is just write out the disabilities that you can help with. And no, they're not all going to go on your VPS, your 30-second thing. But so they're clear in your mind. And so you mm-hmm. can, I don't know. Right. I don't know what you do.
Bullet point them on your website.
Yeah. Yes. You do do that. You definitely do that.
Yeah. So the circling back to you, Ruth, the word leadership, were you at the conference where Carrie Wilkerson spoke?
Yes, but that's been many years ago.
It's a couple years ago. I've been following her ever since, and I actually took a course from Carrie. And mm-hmm. one of the things that she says is the word leadership doesn't sell. So I don't know how close you are to Joan Turley, but this is exactly what she said to Joan Turley. And because Joan Turley has now changed some of her words away from the word leadership, she's getting more business. So Carrie Wilkerson's advice is leadership doesn't sell. You have to be specific about what kind of leadership it is. So just consider mm-hmm. that word as an issue.
Okay. Progress. Thank you.
You're going to have to mute there, Kathy.
My internet went out. So now I'm on two different devices.
I probably need to wind down. So I'm probably going to leave. But this has been good.
Are you okay, Ruth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got to go get some other stuff done. So I'm going to say adios.
It's nice to meet you, Ruth.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Estelle, you didn't get a chance to go since Kathy is kind of having internet trouble. Do you have any thoughts, yes. Estelle?
Yes. You want me to do mine?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I am Estelle Blake with Legal Shield and ID Shield, who helps individuals and business owners have access to quality legal and identity theft services so that they don't have to check their wallets before they check their rights. And they have peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's, it's getting there.
It needs a little work, but yeah, mm-hmm. you're working on those bullet points. Do you know Chris Borja?
I do.
Yeah. He used Legal Shield as his launching point a couple years ago when he was writing his first VPS, and you see where he is today. He figured out how Legal Shield interfaced with his real core value, and that's connected. So keep thinking where your core is. It's not just the Legal Shield. There's more to the story.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
So just keep that in mind. Okay, Marianne, I think your last.
I came in late, so I apologize for that. And I'm late at doing this. So I've just started, but I am Marianne Kimbrough, and I am the owner of Let It Go Downsizing Solutions. I help families liquidate estates on multiple levels and sizes. And then I understand how hard it is to manage letting things go and organizing your life. Let me make it easier for you. I have lots of experience in liquidating estates, and that's kind of where I am. Now, with that being said, I want to be, my goal has always been to be a speaker, a consultant to liquidating. So I'm not really going to do the work myself as much as I am going to manage the process. I could do the work. It's going to depend, you know, I mean, if it's a room, it's a room, if it's a house, it's different. So there would be multiple levels. I do have a few, two realtors that would like me to get myself organized. These are people that are buying and downsize. These are people that are buying estates, and the people that live there have no idea what to do to get rid of things. So I'm also an antique dealer for 20 years. So not only, so I sell online. I have a, that's a whole nother thing. I have a website that I would help with specific things, but I would, I've been doing a lot of research for years on, and also liquidating four estates in the last 4 years, two of them being my parents. That's a whole new ball game right there. That is a business that is going to go crazy because we, my age, are now having to downsize our parents who have been collecting forever. And what do you do? What are you going to, where do you start? You walk in, where do you start? Well, I got some ideas. So I need you, you know what I mean? You need me, and I want to help you do this in the less stressful way, you know, with as least, now, of course, this isn't about as least tears as you can, because this is huge and it's ugly. It's an ugly thing to do. I've not met very many people that have liquidated estates that are happy when it's over and, or have come out unscathed with other family members. The best families in the world struggle. So I see it as a real need. However, I got to get that out there. You know, you don't know I'm here unless you, I don't know, you meet, cause I haven't really put it out there yet. So people that know me know what I do. However, it's what I'm good at. It's what I know how to do. And it's what I've been doing forever on top of being an antique dealer, a dealer of all things cool and selling it. So that's where I'm working. That's my plan until I can get into my dream job, which we won't talk about now because that's a clock in job. But I do have a dream job that I actually want to do. That means working for someone else, but it's not time yet. So that's my mission statement, because even with my dream job, which I'll just be honest, I'm not going anywhere. I want to stay in our group because I've missed this. However, my dream job is going to be working in the medical cannabis industry, which is another deal, another story, and nothing I can do at this point. But so until I can help people, help women, I definitely want to school women on the benefits of medical cannabis gummies. So that's a whole nother deal. And so I've lost 258 pounds. 125 of it has been on medical cannabis gummies. So I have a calling, but not right now because it's not legal in Ohio other than a medical card. So that is real. I am proud. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm rocking in a body of a six. I got a body of a 35-year-old. Because I listened to a doctor that said this will help your depression, your anxiety, your weight, and your pain. And it does. It did for me, I guess I should say. So until I have that kind of thing locked up, because that's where that's a full circle dream job. 60 years later, I want to work in that field. I always have. However, I know what it's like to have a vintage clothing store. I know what it's like to buy and sell antiques. I know what it's like to help people liquidate and help them drive the car to liquidating. Where you go? What do you do? Is this worth liquidating? Do I donate this? Do you want to donate to churches? Do you want to donate to schools? Do you, you know, who are we donating to? Who are we giving things to? All of the above. So that is what I've been working on for the past 2 years since I haven't seen Kathy. And Estelle and everybody else that, that I recognize in there, but, so that is my deal. I already am a registered business. My business is Let It Go Downsizing Solutions. So I am a downsizer.
Love the name. And you need to write a book.
That's what, I do.
I think you need to write a book and then stay in this mastermind so that Kathy can encourage you on where you need to go and do like seminars and presentations, in other words.
That's exactly what I'm
doing. Mary Ann is a natural speaker.
I am. So, however, as you guys that know me know, I need to know how to shut up. So less information, important information. Don't get me going because I've got.
Well, no, you do that. Filter. Yeah, the way that you do that, Mary Ann, is you write out your salient points that you want to share.
Yeah.
And you stick to it.
Yes.
And if there's time left over afterwards, you can do some ad-libbing, you know, but in the meantime, get your key points out. What is it that I really want to say these people to walk away with?
Yes. Yes.
And you know, and they can have conversations with you afterwards, you know, but I see a book and I see a speaker.
Yes. Yeah.
And I you know, I appreciate what you're saying about the cannabis piece.
It's another day.
That's another day. That's not, it is. People need what you have in the downsizing. I need
yes. it. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, so I have had a lot of time to think about this and do it and take pictures. Boy, do I have content to set up. And so I would be perfect at showing you, look at this. When mom and dad die and you have to walk into that garage and they've been collecting for 60 years, which is what happened to me. What are you doing? And do you have time to call all these places? And is, you know, so yeah, it's huge. And there's not, and it's actually a degree you can get. There is some classes that you can take, and there is certainly a certification that you can get that I've thought about. But at the same time, I also have just experience, pictures, conversation lists. I've done all the work for you. All you need to do is hire me and let me drive the train. Let me do this for you. And then of course would depend on different levels. Like, you know, I have found, and this is, I don't mean to take up the time, but I have found if you, as a daughter, me and my mom couldn't do this because my mom wanted to keep everything, number one, and number two, wanted to tell me who it belonged to and cried. And this is why we can't get rid of it. So, but if in fact you hire me, which I have been hired to do, from a daughter who says, go through it, sit with her, let her tell you everything. And then you three decide, you decide where the three places are they're going. And there we go. And it works amazing. And the family, the daughters, or the dynamic is not a fight. They want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of it. Mom doesn't. You don't know where this came from. This was your great grandma's. Well, that's great, but our kids don't want that. And the sad truth is they really don't want grandma's things. So it's huge and it's very emotional. So you, in my opinion, it was really good for me to even bring someone in to help with my parents. And these were parents that were divorced. That's another thing. Three sets of pictures. I have a set. I loved them. So I gave one to mom. I gave sets to dad. Music. They've been divorced 40 years. We all like the same music. Oh, okay. Well, dad likes that. Well, let's get that for dad. Well, let's get it for mom. Well, I like it too. So now I found myself with three sets, pictures, music, the things that matter. The closest things to our heart were the things that I had three sets of, because who thinks of that? Oh my God, what do you do? So it's big and it's complicated, but I've done it and I'm good at it. And I've done a lot of research. However, what I am not good at is charging. I tend to do a lot of free things. A free doesn't pay the bills, as we know. So I do want to give. However, it's hard. It's easy to give, but it's hard to give because it's also a job. You know, I'm trying to pay some bills with all of the information and education that I've gotten myself for 40 years, because I've been buying and selling for 40 years this year.
I'm stopping you, Marianne, because you sold, because I got a 96-year-old. My father-in-law passed away in June. My mother-in-law, 96, and will not part with everything. And we've just gone through, like, it took us 6 hours to go through all of her jewelry. I have it all bagged in individual bags. I have no idea how to sell it.
I would like to help. I want to look at that first. Jewelry is complicated. You're going to be surprised what's worth money and what's not.
And most of it, I know, most of it I'm thinking is not worth much.
Is.
But
it probably is.
But I'm 8 hours from Columbus.
Well, we'll figure something out. What's 8 hours? Which way?
I'm outside Allentown.
Okay, Pennsylvania. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
We could meet halfway.
Not with my car.
Not with my car either. Okay. We'll figure out something.
So we have to do kind of Zoom. Kathy knows my email. Kathy, I give you permission to give her my email.
Okay. You know what? Number. We might even be able to look at some of that on Zoom. Actually,
I'm hoping.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
But right now we're in the heat of this whole thing that you are doing. So you are an answer to a prayer that I've been having this week. So there we go.
Well, thank you for that. I'm happy about that. It's been a long week.
Well, I want to say thank you for everyone that's been here today. I really appreciate you being here. I've got a little bit of an echo on my end because I've got my phone on and my computer. Because my computer keeps bumping me out. So thank you so much for being here. I know some folks have to go.
Marianne, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
Hi, Marianne.
So yes, it's great. I'm so happy. Thank you. I'm very happy to be back involved.
Wonderful to see you.
And Sherry, touch base with me so that we can talk about your podcast.
Got it.
Yeah, I love that podcast too. Okay, we will talk because
do we have your number?
Mine?
Sherry?
You want my number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's everyone share in the chat.
Okay.
All right. There's mine.
Okay, I'm looking. Let's see. Share in the chat.
We've got Sherry, Kathy, Sally.
Okay.
And then don't forget to save the chat so you have everything later.
We got Debbie.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. There we go.
And Marianne.
Yes.
Perfect. And then save the chat.
Okay, so we save it.
Yeah, on the phone, it's more difficult. I haven't figured out how to do it from a phone.
Okay.
You can do a screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, okay. Well, I'm not good at that either. I have a new phone, and not that I was good at it with my own phone, but you know.
Marianne, I'll make sure that you get everybody's info.
Okay, and I'll do this next time on my computer so it's easier. Right. So good to see you guys. And I look forward to talking with you, Sherry. Jewelry is usually where people start, and that is where people sometimes make their biggest mistakes. Because I'm not talking about diamonds and gold. I'm talking about sterling silver, Indian jewelry, old plastic jewelry from the 30s and 40s. That stuff is huge money. Huge.
Wow. Okay. So I think she does have some of that.
Oh, yay.
She also has some Elizabeth Taylor stuff.
Okay. Perfume bottles or clothing?
No, jewelry. Jewelry.
Okay. I love
it. Yeah. All I've gotten through is jewelry.
Okay. All righty now. It's a huge job. And I'm sorry for what you're getting ready to go through, because I think jewelry might be somewhat easy.
Yeah. So the father's side is antique automobiles. If you have any antique automobile stuff, I'm your connection for that. We'll talk about that another time.
I do. I'm selling an antique truck right now. I'm trying.
My husband is an antique car dealer forever.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. Call me
later.
Oh my
gosh. If you will give me your number, just so
it's in the chat. It's in the chat. We'll talk in a little bit.
I'll make sure you get it.
Okay. Okay. Right. I have a 72 short box truck that's been rehabbed, and it's fantastic.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Catch you guys later.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. We're going to go. Thank you so much for being with us today. I love everybody. Thank you.
Yay.
See you soon.
See ya. Mwah.